roundup of news you need to know Wednesday, March 20, 2024. China lashing out at the U.S. following the visit of Secretary of State Antony Blinken to the Philippines. During his meeting with President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., Blinken underscored what he called Washington's ironclad commitment to defend Manila. But China now says the alliance between the U.S. and the Philippines should not threaten China's sovereign and maritime rights. It adds the U.S. has no right to interfere in the South China Sea issue. Embattled televangelist Apollo Quiboloy not backing down despite his looming arrest by the Senate. Quiboloy's lawyer, attorney Elvis Balayan, says while they respect the Senate's decision, they will exhaust all legal remedies to protect the rights of the Kingdom of Jesus Christ leader. He also gives his assurance Quiboloy is still in the Philippines. Balayan also reveals they plan to bring the battle to the Supreme Court. The Senate issued the arrest order for Quiboloy for repeatedly snubbing its inquiry into his alleged crimes. The Philippine Environment Department hits the Protected Area Management Board, or PAMBI, for allowing illegal structures to be built in the country's protected areas. DENR Undersecretary Jonas Leones says they are now investigating the agency on why it allowed illegal activities in the Chocolate Hills in Bohol. Government is looking into how the Captain's Peak Resort was built at the foot of at least three of the iconic hills. And World Economic Forum President Borge Brenda bullish on the ability of the Philippines to attract more foreign investments. He says international investors want to know more about Manila's policy reforms as well as its growth trajectory. Brenda adds he is in favor of the ongoing push to ease constitutional restrictions on foreign ownership of public utilities, education, and advertising. But he says what's critical right now is the upskilling of the country's workforce. And as your latest news alert, for more stories, go to news.abs-cbn.com and iwanttfc.tv.